RadioSaintPete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan. Job Talk with Dean Logan is presented in part by Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast. Eagle Datagistics, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, in downtown St. Petersburg, it's Eagle Datagistics. Now, let's go live to our studio on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg, the offices of Eagle Datagistics. Now, with Job Talk, here's Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome everyone to Job Talk. I'm Dean Logan, your host of the only radio program in St. Pete dedicated to discussing the job market with a focus on highlighting the stories of St. Pete and Tampa Bay companies, large and small, established and entrepreneurial. If you're someone listening to this in another state where the taxes are high, weather's challenging, and you're looking for a place to relocate and grow your business, raise your family, this program will give you insights into the community and will hopefully help you make the decision to relocate to the area. After all, it has so much to offer here in the Tampa Bay, St. Pete area. So if you're planning a trip to St. Pete, let me know and write to me at RadioSaintPete.com. I'd love to meet you when you're here, and I can introduce you to some folks who can help you with your decision. I'll give more information about that at the end of today's program as well. So we have some local news. I attended the grand opening of the Tech Garage in St. Pete last week. That was wonderful. We made a fantastic work area out of a storage room that was not being used at St. Petersburg College downtown here. What a great turnout. And another fine example of St. Petersburg growing. Good luck to them all at Tech Garage. And a couple of shout-outs here before we begin. I'd like to say happy birthday to Chris in Michigan, a young man. Happy birthday. Just turned 12. And so happy birthday. Jamie in New York and Tom in St. Louis for listening, too. Thanks for tuning in. So I would like to talk a little. I want to mention that right now we have a guest. David Puckett has been on this program before. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to give him the right audio, and so we're lucky enough that David is joining us again for a second interview. David is the CEO and founder of Resolve Now Corporation, as formerly known as Resude, and he's been in the enterprise technology consulting industry for more than 25 years. He served as a consulting practice manager for KPMG, Bearing Point, both domestically and internationally. And his area of focus in the last decade has been technologies and processes to improve overall corporate IT performance, including cloud computing. His most recent area of concentration is utilization of technology-enhanced dispute resolution and dispute system design within the U.S. courts and Fortune 1000 companies. David, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me again, Dean.
So tell me, it's been a little while since you've been here. I want people to get to know you a little bit before we get into your company and stuff. As we're looking out the window here, we were just talking about the beautiful view, and there's a boat over there that's listing, you mentioned.
It's a Chamber of Commerce day for sure. We've got a nice, good-sized sailboat out in the bay, and she's definitely listing on a little bit of a low tide. It's a beautiful, beautiful day.
So for listeners that don't understand boats a lot, what is listing?
Well, in that case, that sailboat has a pretty good deep rudder, and I guess he has her anchored in. So we have an outgoing tide at the present moment, so she's just sitting a little bit on her side, but she'll right herself back up when the tide comes. That's the beautiful part about this area.
And you're a boat owner yourself, aren't you?
I am. I'm an owner, have been for about 15 different boats and different styles, and I've got an outstanding offer at the moment on a trawler. And if they accept it, it's kind of a buyer's market right now, Dean. There's a big boat show going on, too, here in Florida down south. And so when that's done, they'll probably pay attention to my offer. And if I get it, then I'll probably be right out here in this same marina in this beautiful downtown St. Pete.
Great. So tell me a little bit about what you do. Your company is called Resolve Now. It started, when did you start it? And tell me a little bit about the history.
Well, we're technically about 4 years old. I would say the first 2 years where we would probably be considered an academic think tank. I really surrounded myself with some of the thought leadership in the ADR, the alternative dispute resolution industry. people in the legal industry, and try to explore why mediation and arbitration isn't more consumer demanded or understood and utilized. So then about 2 years ago, we incorporated, and incorporated, of course, as a Florida corporation and based here in St. Petersburg, and we incorporated under the name Resude, which was a Haitian Creole word for resolve. There was always the intent to use the word resolve because you don't present the problem, you present the solution, hopefully, in your brand, and we want to be considered as the Resolve organization. So today, the new name is Resolve Now.
So tell me about the history of dispute resolution.
Well, I think most people would say it probably started, you know, as an outgrowth of what happened in World War II with the atomic bomb, and a fear that peace needed to be, you know, commonplace amongst all nations. And so it really started in its heresy in peace studies. The practice of mediation and arbitration, of course, has been around for years. So the peace studies, the alternative dispute resolution, ADR industry kind of adopted it. And, you know, over the last 40, 50 years, we've seen, I think today, the last count I had is about 130-plus universities in this country have either master certificates or PhD programs in dispute resolution. More than half the states have accreditation programs for mediation and recognized as a practice. And I guess that's a good capture of sort of the history to date. But
And there's traditional ADR, ODR versus technology-enhanced dispute resolution. What's the differences in those terms?
I joked the other day in a restaurant right here in downtown that if I stood up and I had a $100 bill in my hand and I could gather the attention of everyone in the restaurant, figuring that there would probably be a pretty good mix of professionals at lunchtime, I would probably walk out of the restaurant with a $100 bill if I asked three questions. What is ADR? The people in our industry know what it is. Probably fair to say some attorneys might step up and take the $100 form from me, but very few consumers. The term, your second term you mentioned, is ODR. This also is today known as online dispute resolution. So by default, if someone asks me in the industry what industry I'm in, I have to say it. But I can for sure assure you I'd walk out with a $100 bill if I said I'm going to give you one if you can tell me what ODR is. TEDR is our term and a brand that we're pushing in an industry. It's technology-enhanced dispute resolution because I think the ODR, online, is the wrong word, online. Technology can enhance dispute resolution, but it doesn't need to say it all has to be online. There's sort of a blend, and there's a magic that happens when you get humans together versus trying to emulate or do it all online, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Hope so.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that, do you have certificate classes that you're offering now?
You know, Dean, anytime you're in emerging technology, and most of my career has been fortunately or unfortunately built around emerging technology, if you expect it to gather a momentum and an understanding and, of course, then eventually demand, you have an education requirement, meaning people have to be trained. You have to have sort of an evangelist approach to tell them about it and tell them and speak loudly and to anyone who listened to get it catch on, and then they're going to need training. And so we were lucky to very early on, well more than 2 years, partner with USF St. Pete and their MBA program, which is now nationally ranked, I think 92 by U.S. News and World Reports. And I'm proud to say, while I mentioned previously there's 130-plus graduate programs, all those are social science-based graduate programs. At USF, we can proudly say through our partnership with them, it includes the MBA program. And so people with earning their master's degree can now have a specialization in conflict resolution. We just finished the first class.
So who would take that class?
Dean, I'd like to think a lot of people, and you mentioned certificates, not just MBA students. We have non-credit and non-credit, including a certificate. So attorneys could take that. Other professionals could take that. You could be in the healthcare profession and want to learn about mediation, arbitration, and dispute resolution. It's really got a universal appeal across the board.
So as you mentioned, attorneys, I mean, why would an attorney want to get involved in this? And how would it actually help them, you know, like their company, and to know this knowledge?
You know, Dean, that's probably, if as we formed for 4 years, that's probably the question we spent the most time pondering. There was a division a decade or so plus ago between the ADR industry, alternative dispute, that word alternative, and the legal community. But today, and it's been so for at least a decade, the fastest growing community of people becoming certified mediators or arbitrators are attorneys. So they're doing it. Are they rushing to do it online? No. Are they rushing it to do it, and do they understand TEDR? No. The industry, the legal industry, is unfortunately, like the education industry in this country, one of the last two, you know, sort of stronghold industries that where we used to lead the world. As an example, if you wanted to an emerging company wanted to country wanted to improve their legal system, they'd probably look to us as a model. We kind of lost that lead, and the same for education. So to your question, that is our challenge, is getting attorneys to see this not as a replacement, but as an augmentation, another way that they can serve their clients better, less expensively, and then there's an economic impact positively and negatively on that, prove their firm and corporate reputation in the service of clients. So we need some very progressive-minded firms and attorneys to do that.
And you mentioned, I think, desire to have a Center for Excellence call center here.
I mean, St. Pete's my home. I've been here in the Tampa Bay area for 25 years. My children all went to school here at St. Jude's Cathedral School, Admiral Farragut. Been on Treasure Island in the same house for, I think, 23 years. Spent a lot of time here in downtown St. Pete. This is just a great place. And I built four companies. This is my fourth company, two or so public companies. And I've always been a big fan of the Tampa Bay area, and specifically St. Pete. And, you know, looking at this view today we have in this Chamber of Commerce weather, it's easy to recruit. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of talented and educated people. And frankly, we can also, it's less expensive cost of living than some of these other bigger cities and West Coast cities that might be traditionally thought as technology cities.
Didn't you have some California connection there as well?
You know,
I mean,
having
talking about the differences of cities and states.
Well, you know, in this industry, the technology industry, I guess it's conventional wisdom that technology flows west to east. But those of us on the east side, and specifically here in this beautiful city, might try to fight against that. You can't. We're on both coasts by location. You can't ignore the Silicon Valley and what's happening. Some of the people that are in our industry launch there. We have to be there.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean the center of the delivery, the center of the service, and the foundation of this company, and the principals and the management team are mostly Tampa Bay-based and St. Petersburg, frankly-based people.
So you have several parts of your company, several different different divisions, I guess. Resolve Now, you have Settle Now, which I think last time I spoke with you was sort of in the infancy stage. And I think it's you had a soft opening back then, and so you also have Family Settle, Resolve Now Academy, and your European division there. So tell me a little bit about, tell our listeners about each one of those areas.
Well, first, as a parent company, Resolve Now is a parent company of three subsidiaries. We're in the process of, because we just rebranded Resolve Now. We're contemplating the other brands because was formerly known, of course, as Resolve Academy. That's where our educational piece sets at. That's, you know, the best example. That is our partnership with USF St. Pete. It's actually the focus primarily of Resolve Academy today. Settle Now. Yes, in June we did a soft launch. That's a pretty common term in technology when you're bringing new things in to get the feedback. So we soft launch, and we let several leaders in the legal industry nationally look inside the door and behind it and use it. We let people in the ADR industry use it, give feedback. We let other people who have been friends to the company since the inception. We thought that the soft launch might be 45, 60 days and then go commercial. We got so much positive feedback. We got so many quality suggestions. We launched last Tuesday. So Settle Now is now commercial launch.
Right.
Go to SettleNow.com. We're surely still gathering feedback. And the coolest thing about delivering software on the cloud is you don't have to wait for 6 months, 12 months, 24 months for cycle delivery of upgrades. We're literally improving it daily. Right. And so you'll see that on a daily basis.
And what about Family Settle?
Family Settle will come online. I'm always hesitant to give you an exact date. I'm hoping fourth quarter. Settle Now is a platform that it, by design, is intended to resolve just about any kind of dispute. As you go to Settle Now on the homepage, you'll see different vertical type disputes: healthcare, financial services, divorce, family law, small claims, and then other, which encapsulates all. But by design, we anticipate having what we call feeders. So Family Settle is a divorce, will become a divorce portal, just a place people can land when they're in this moment in their life, which is very traumatic and very stressful. Mm-hmm. And they'll get a lot of information, including, if they want to, how to use Settle Now as a different process for a more collaborative, less expensive divorce process. So that Family Settle will be a feeder. We also have Family Transitions, which will be our elder call, our elder care of your parents, and often siblings argue and get into conflicts, and we want to try to do that. But there'll be others. Healthcare, we're looking for partners, people that are in different industries, call us.
So if somebody's listening to this and if they were wondering if they could be a good partner for you, who would they tell me about them? Like, who would be a good partner for you?
I could name hundreds, but let's talk
specific names, but just types.
Think of professional organizations like the real estate profession, the Florida Association of Realtors, or even the Tampa Association of Realtors. There's a lot of conflicts in the real estate industry. Unfortunately, traditional litigation usually is costly. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit time-consuming. And if it affects the sale of real property, and this is just one of a million examples, then the broker that would be local, like here in Mississippi, would see Settle Now and the inexpensive and time as a great thing. So we think the professional organizations and of almost any industry would be a perfect partner.
Hmm. So there's a few things I want to talk about that are I saw. There was a disruptive innovation video that I saw. Tell me a little bit about that concept.
Well, it's emerging technology, and we call it disruptive. It has to change the industry. Decade and a half ago, I was involved in the real estate industry directly when Realtor.com. Today, we have Zillow, things like that. That is sort of theoretically disruptive technology or disruptive innovation, because at the time, it was perceived that, oh, my gosh, it's going to change the industry so much, it's going to displace people in the traditional industries. We can now laugh that things like Realtor.com, there's just as many realtors, there's just as many brokers, and the industry's still it, but it's complemented. And so it has to come in as a disruptive, but so it is a complement. But it has to get the attention of the people. So that's what we mean by disruptive innovation.
Tell me about vertical industries and feeder funnels.
Well, you know, again, what we were talking about, the divorce, family law, and the elder care law, and the partners, we can't be all to everything, and anybody that has technology of any type does so by partners, and that you have to sell and place technology in vertical industries. And even though all dispute types have things in common, they're very unique to the type of dispute. So we are just, you know, waiting to answer the call to potential partners in verticals to say, we have a transactional cloud platform to help you resolve your dispute, but you could be a feeder healthcare company that has lots of disputes, a financial services company or a bank itself or any kind of financial services brokerage or whatever. We could be that transactional. HR departments in large corporations could say, wow, when we got conflicts, why don't we use this as a complement to augment our in-house capability?
So just about any industry locally here could use your service?
I would say absolutely.
Yeah. Perfect. So now you mentioned also about other, like, what are the advantages for being in St. Pete, for example, compared to some of the other places?
Advantages of the company, advantages of the person, or is that?
All of the above. You know, I mean, like, why, for example, I mean, you're a perfect example, in my opinion, of somebody that's done very well here locally, but has stayed here locally. Because there's some advantages, both I would think tax-wise and talent-wise, and just the entire being here, you know, is just something that you like. So tell people that are not here yet, you know, why they should perhaps follow in your footsteps here.
I'm going to not mention the names, but I'm going to generically just say something that I think is a story that changed my life. There was a company here locally that went public a decade plus ago, and they probably did as good as anybody in selling the quality of life here. And in the process, let's just say the company didn't do as well as they should. Obviously, no disrespect or effect of this community. But I remember this, when it became aware that the company that tried this might be on the market, I brought my West Coast boss in, and I said, maybe this company might be a target for acquisition. And I took him around, and he's from the West Coast, and just outside the Silicon Valley, and he goes, oh my gosh, this place is beautiful. This place has a low cost of living. Wow, look at these colleges. Look at downtown. Yeah, I just don't think there's a more beautiful college than USF St. Pete. Anyway, we had Eckerd College here in the St. Pete area. We got some beautiful campuses, some talented and educated people. And the life, if you come downtown at night, oh my gosh, it's a great place for professionals. It rivals any city.
Yeah, there's always something happening downtown, mm-hmm. That's for sure. So what's your goal with the company? What's your overall goal?
Well, we have some, we want to change the world. We want to change the, sorry, okay. we want to see this process allow U.S.-wide and then eventually globally to complement the existing legal industry and be perceived as a complement and to be used to better serve and give access. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are kind of excluded from the legal industry or called marginalized from the legal industry. It's complicated. It's difficult to enter. It's costly. And we think this can be perceived and used to lessen that, but we have to do it with the legal industry. And so to your question, if we're successful and mostly Tampa Bay, St. Pete, Florida-based here through our launch can show it can work here, then it becomes the model for it to work nationally. And then I don't have, and the core management team has no desire to leave this area. So thus, we want to create jobs in this area because it's a piece of software. When you think about cloud software, SettleNow is a piece of software, but it's a platform that delivers service. And our world-class customer service is what we're building, and that's going to be right here in St. Petersburg.
How many jobs do you think you could build here?
I've been advised to be careful to put a number on it, and you know, but I would be really surprised that based on our goals, based on our current fundraising and things we're saying to the market, that we don't have 50 people located by this time next year in beautiful downtown St. Pete.
And I notice you are looking for some specific people right now on your website.
Go to the Resolve Now website. We've got, I don't maintain it, but probably, you know, mm-hmm. 6 to 10 positions we're heavily recruiting for right now, mm-hmm. and including some real key management positions.
I know you're looking for a business development manager. Tell me about this job.
Well, there's the business development manager is there's a concept that depending on who we find and what their backgrounds are, they could become VP of business development overall. The intent and the way the ad is kind of generically posted is industry. If somebody walks in and has a great depth of one particular industry, oil and gas, financial services, whatever, they would be a business development manager for that industry to take our piece in that direction. But then again, if someone comes in and they just have a wider, deeper resume that's taken cloud-type technology across vertical, they would then be recruited as the vice president of business development.
Okay. And I'm going to talk about a few of the jobs just to let the people know the kinds of folks that you might be interested in. They might mm-hmm. be listening today.
Okay,
and so
absolutely.
The other ones are, I know you're looking for a director of product and services development.
Yeah, absolutely. That's both a little slightly technical position, but they would have to have some understanding and exposure to the dispute resolution industry overall. They'd have to have a background in cloud-based technology and internet services delivered across. That person almost absolutely, really all the positions I think we currently have would almost mandatorily have to be located here in the Tampa Bay area. Okay. So hopefully St. Pete itself.
And you're looking for an admin yourself?
That's the hardest position in the world to fill.
Is it because of you?
I think it's because of me. I have, extreme ADHD, and they say I work in the cloud. So yeah, okay. I think it's whoever worded it says right and left hand or right and left brain or whatever. It's a compliment to me. So that, but we've been interviewing, so we're getting close.
Great. And looking for a graphic artist and webmaster.
Yeah,
we've got anytime some great talent down
here.
Yeah,
absolutely. Sure. And we've been interviewing some local talent.
And one other thing I thought was interesting, you're looking for an attorney, either part-time or full-time yourself. And what would that person do?
Well, when you asked earlier about how many jobs, when you look at the model for the customer service mechanism, it's going to be a blend of mediators, arbitrators, facilitators, attorneys. So when I mentioned 50 as a goal, there'll be 10 of those 50 that'll be attorneys. Because this service... in the bundle of the services of which we need to deliver all of our services has to be legal in nature and understood and explained, including attorneys, obviously.
I think this is a good time to talk about the one segment. I always ask all my guests about to give an interview tip of the week. So if somebody was going to apply for any of these positions with your company, just in general, what kind of advice would you give them?
Look beyond the resume. Don't rely on the resume. Do something unique. Take advantage of social media. Take advantage of understanding what we do, and tell me through a message whether it's in. Hopefully, it's before the interview, because it's got to be a reason why we want to interview. And you've got to differentiate yourself today.
Okay, and. All right. Just a couple more questions for you, Dave. You know, you've been an entrepreneur all your life. What kind of advice would you give students today who are in high school or college about what they would need to do to prepare themselves for an entrepreneurial business career, like you?
You can't be afraid of risk. Yeah. And it's as there. Surround yourself with the best people that you can afford to retain. You can't do it all yourself. And that the people who are successful, if you've read a lot of entrepreneurial books and you've looked at some of the companies, Microsoft, Hewlett-Packard, it's always amazed me there's always two people. Mm-hmm. And don't think you can do it yourself.
Right, of course. Let's see, one more. If they wanted to get a hold of you, and do you have some a website that they could look at?
Well, I'm probably like the easiest guy to get a hold of because I'm all over social media, Facebook, LinkedIn. YouTube, but of course you can hit settlenow.com and find me. You can find me on Resolve Now, obviously the parent corporation, and there's my bio there. But I'm the easiest guy in the world to find.
And I didn't ask, are you looking for investors yourself? In your overall goal of the company, are you if somebody was an investor or wanted to learn more, is that something you're interested in?
Yeah, there's an investor tab on Settle Now. You know, it's really, Dean, beyond investment. Yeah, sure. We want investment, but we'd also at this stage like to have some active partners as investors to put some skin in the game beyond money, put some talent, put some brain power, put some industry weight behind it. And you know, first quarter next year, yep, we're going to be doing the I-4 corridor crawl, and we're going to be doing the Silicon Valley crawl. And, you know, we're looking probably in the nature of $15 to $20 million in 2015.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, geez, Dave, thank you very much for coming back again today.
I feel really lucky to be back. So thank you for inviting me.
And hopefully this audio will turn out a lot better. I'll send you a copy later.
All right.
Thanks very much, Dave. So that was my guest, Dave Puckett, the CEO and founder of Resolve Now, formerly Resute. Located in St. Petersburg. So if you'd like more information on that, take a look at their website, give them a call. He'll love to hear from you. I also want to take the time to thank you all for listening to Job Talk today and for tuning in to RadioSt.Pete.com. You can check out the other local musicians also who are featured here, and there's other programs on RadioSt.Pete.com that you're going to love. That's RadioSt.Pete.com. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer, so check it out. Also, if you like what you hear, I hope you'll listen again and tell your friends. If you have any suggestions for guests or have any job-specific questions, please send an email to us at radiosapete.com. I'll answer your questions on the next program, or I'll call you directly, whatever's best for you. Next Wednesday, I'm excited to announce that my guest will be the former mayor of St. Petersburg and current president of Bill Edwards Group, Rick Baker. So please tune in for that. We're very, very happy to have that. Forgot to give a shout out to A couple more people. I just want to mention Cindy over at Children's Hospital and Tammy over at St. Jude's. Thank you very much for listening. And also, I want to, many thanks go out to Joe Bordeaux, Chuck, Richard, Hari, my engineer, Sean, and Dan, and all the Eagles for their support. As always, it wouldn't be right to end Job Talk without saying just one more thing about this area. As I mentioned before, if you're thinking about relocating a family or business here, looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should definitely take a look at All St. Pete has to offer. I'm really glad I did, and I'm sure you'll be happy you did too. And remember, you can't beat St. Pete. And so thanks for listening, everybody. And until next time, this is Dean Logan. Thank you very much.
You have been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, Eagle Datagistics in downtown St. Petersburg. Job Talk with Dean Logan came to you live from our studios inside Eagle Datagistics on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg.
RadioSt.Pete.com.